Oh, episode number 64. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I'm your host, Chris, and tonight I'm drinking tequila with Sprite. Cheers. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a good week. I hope you had a good weekend. I have a funny story to start off. It sounds a little different right now. Because I am in my wonderful apartment, a.k.a. Drink Until You Podcast Studios. I'm out of my car for once, so that's a good thing. I have a funny story right off the bat. Two men arrested in Arkansas for shooting each other while they were wearing bulletproof vests. I think it was Arkansas. It was either Arkansas or Florida. I'm not exactly sure. But apparently they both got arrested for shooting each other. One guy had, I think they had one vest. This is how it was explained to me. They had one vest, and one guy takes aim and shoots the other guy. And one time, and it hurt, here's Connor. And the other guy gets pissed off, makes the second guy wear the vest, and he unloads the fucking clip into this guy's chest. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Already started without you.
Oh.
I was just telling this story about these two guys in Arkansas. So one guy's wearing a vest, a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
And they got arrested for this, by the way. And his friend shoots him in the chest with the vest on. That guy gets pissed off. He makes the other guy wear the vest. And then that guy not wearing the vest unloads the gun into this guy's bulletproof vest. It was pretty intense. I think it was either Arkansas or Florida would be my second guess.
I feel like I saw this and I'm pretty sure it was Florida, wouldn't I?
Was it Florida? Probably.
I feel like all crazy stuff you can just guarantee more than likely.
Well, see here, I wrote out my notes this time, which I never do. But I wrote Arkansas or Florida because it's more than likely Florida. Because a lot of crazy shit happens.
It was like they were testing out the bulletproof vest. So like neither one of them shot the other without the vest, but it's like... You're civilians.
And then they got arrested for it is the funniest part.
But I feel like that's their own prerogative. Like, that's also natural selection. If you decide to play this stupid game...
And you accidentally get shot in the head.
And you accidentally get shot, that's your own fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you agreed to this. Natural selection.
What do you think... See, I don't know. What do you think the punishment was? Like, the reason they're, like, arrested them? What's the crime they did?
Probably attempted murder.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, euthanasia. Like.
That's legal in some states, so.
Which states?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, here goes that fucking dog. That cat's running outside. That dog's about to go ape shit.
Oh, my God.
I hope I can give the listeners something to what we're dealing with every single day and every single night. Oh, it must be looking away. It didn't even bark. That cat just walks slowly across every single time.
Well, it did just bark at me a little bit.
Yeah, I heard that while you were walking. That's how I knew you were walking up. So, hey, babe, how you doing?
I'm all right.
How's the pregnancy?
Yikes.
Yeah.
Big fat yikes.
It's pretty yikes.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough. I've never heard one person throw up so much in my life.
It is not fun, but I'm going to go ahead and consider it a talent because... Sometimes I can do it quietly.
Yeah.
And that's quite difficult.
We're sitting here watching that.
That's another cat. That is a big cat.
That is a big cat.
That's got to be a boy.
I bet that's a cat that's shitting all in the yard and everything.
I bet that's the cat that's getting all the other cats pregnant.
You think that's a male cat?
Animal control was out here earlier.
Really?
Yeah, I caught it on my Snapchat, but there's this lady that lives over there. And I'm like, in my car's like parked in the visitor spot and I'm registering my car and I look over and I see this lady is on her phone and she is like pointing every which way and she's having such an animated conversation with whoever's on the phone. She gets off the phone and then she's sitting on the curb and she's like pointing to this cat and like motioning for the cat to come over. The crazy thing is that the cat did run over. I thought she was talking to herself and was having, like, an acid trip or something. On a Monday morning.
Which wouldn't
I don't
be
know.
Surprising
I
in this apartment complex.
Look, it's a Monday morning. Like, I don't know. It could happen.
It's a long weekend.
But thankfully, this cat came out, you know. And then next thing you know, animal control pulls up. And, like, the cat's not there anymore. And this lady's, like, pointing. And then her and animal control have a conversation. And then next thing you know, this lady's back on the phone. She is upset. Sally is not having it today. And she means business. She is rubbernecking. And I can pull it up on my Snapchat. It is so funny.
She's just like, in her car, like, bitching at somebody on the phone?
She's outside, like, in the middle of the road, in the, like, parking, you know, around the apartment.
Crazy cat lady.
She's,
talking.
Like, crazy.
There's, like, twigs in her
hair. I guess animal control couldn't do anything about the cat, is what I gathered from everything, from my car.
That animal control guy's like, yeah, I'm not catching that fucking
cat. It was an animal control lady.
Lady, sorry. I assumed their gender. I apologize. Holy shit. You're describing what's happening.
Look at her.
She's having,
like,
a fit
angry
over there.
Pointing.
Do you think she was on something?
Look
at how she's dressed. What is she wearing?
She was wearing a bathrobe over her, like,
her
jeans.
Pants.
And, like, and her, it was weird because she was wearing, like, slacks and, like, a nice shirt and then this awful robe over it. And then she was wearing, like, Christmas socks. And slides.
Huh. Does she know?
I don't know.
You kind of creep around the corner when
she
starts walking.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
yeah, you don't
shit,
want any of that craziness.
Started, like,
yeah.
She started walking, like, towards the car, and I was like, oh, no, she could see me recording. I was like, I don't want her to see.
Yeah, you never know with people around
here. I know.
You got hit on this morning.
I did get hit on this morning, which is weird because I actually have, like, a baby bump, and I look pregnant, and this guy pulls up, and he was like, say, girl, how you doing? And I was like, I'm very pregnant and married. I mean, we're not married, but, like,
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just standing there, and he's like, and what's that got to do with anything? And, like, raised his eyebrows at me, and I was like,
gross.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's exactly what I said, and I just got in my car, and I'm laughing. I'm like, that's when I called you. I was like, Chris is not going to believe
I'm going to fight that guy next time I see him.
Oh, my God.
I'm totally kidding. I wouldn't do that.
It was so funny, though, because it was so out of pocket. I looked a hot mess. I've been really sick and, like, tired and no effort into my appearance. And I was wearing, like, sweatpants and no bra and, like, a t-shirt.
That's what got him was the no bra.
And a Nike jacket, but I had the Nike jacket zipped because, like, my shirt had, like, stuff on it.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to go in public with that shirt on it.
It was a very loud shirt, you could say.
It was a very loud shirt. And
but the reason you've been so sick, I'm not even going to attempt. I've tried to talk about this on the podcast before. I tried, like, when I tell people what you have, I have to spell it out. What's the name of it?
Hyperemesis
gravidarum. Uh-huh. You should hear me on the phone trying to describe it. I'm like, H-Y-P. I had to spell it out for my mom the other day because I've never heard of this shit before.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think you have either.
Hyperemesis gravidarum. Before all of this, no. I mean, like, I knew a little bit about it because, like, the princess had it. The English princess.
Who?
You know, with her pregnancies.
Diana? That's the only one I know.
Not Diana. Diana's dead.
I know.
But her sons are older, and William is now married to Kate. And Kate had hyperemesis with her first two pregnancies.
She had it with two?
Mm-hmm. And hers happened around about the same time that mine did. So, of course, I kept up with it, and it was, like, the big thing that was going on in the world at
the
time.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was the big pop culture thing. But, yeah, she had it. So I knew a little bit from her going through it. And then
what's her name? Amy Schumer has it.
Amy Schumer has it.
She still
and,
has it.
I mean,
she's still pregnant? I thought she
I
already
like
had
her
baby.
As a person. She has not had the baby yet.
Okay.
I like her as a person. I don't find her all that funny. It's just not my thing.
It's not my thing either.
It's like a shock value.
We totally agree. Yeah. We totally agree on
I'm
that.
I'm like, you can only talk about your vagina so much.
Yeah.
You know, there's only so much, like, shock and awe about
it's
your
still the
cooch.
Same vagina.
It's
not
still
funny
a
anymore.
Cooch.
Yeah.
Like,
ew, that's a gross word to say. Cooch.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's things like that weird me out, though. Cooch. It just makes me feel gross. I don't know why.
I don't know. I feel like after having, like, doctors, like, talk about your vagina as if you're not there, like, in the middle of, like,
pushing out life. It desensitizes you to sing.
And, like, everyone has seen it, you know? That's, like, such a public, like, thing. Like, after that.
You know what?
By this
point, I wouldn't say you have a cooch. I would say Amy Schumer, she probably has a cooch. You know, it's like a derogatory kind of thing, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Well, that sucks, though. Like, I don't... The vaginas can be used, like, in a derogatory way. That's not cool.
So can a penis. Needle dick, you know? Right? You don't want to be known as needle dick. Anyways, we got off a topic.
Anyway, Amy Schumer has it.
Tell me about what has happened this whole time you've been pregnant.
So, in the beginning, I was really sick, and we chalked it up to morning sickness, and then we had to go to the ER, like, what, twice?
Three times, I think.
And they finally diagnosed me with hyperemesis, and...
And all they do at the ER is, like...
Fluids. They fill you with fluids. Fill you with fluids.
And they go so slow. We were there till, like, 3 a.m. It was terrible.
It was so dumb, because we were going because I was so dehydrated, I couldn't keep water down. I was living off of crackers and ginger ale.
Yep.
And you can't...
Yeah, it's rough.
You can't survive.
You lost a lot of weight.
I lost 20 pounds in the beginning. Yeah. 20 pounds.
It was looking a little rough there for a while.
Yeah, it was looking really rough. Mm. Green every day, not sleeping.
Yeah.
My body's sore because throwing up is such a violent thing for your body. So.
Yeah, it is. Hey, cheers. I know you're not drinking. What do you have, Coke?
Coke, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you mixed it?
I did.
Oh, you love Dr. Pepper now. I got you on the Dr. Pepper
train. Your mom did.
Yeah. She got you on the Dr. Pepper train.
Yeah, your mom's the sweetest.
Here, let's cheers.
Fine, cheers. What do you have?
Tequila and Sprite.
Sprite, oh.
It's like a cheap margarita.
That doesn't sound good.
Which, this is actually my second margarita today, because I had one on lunch.
Ooh.
With my boss.
Ooh.
It was awesome. No, it wasn't just a margarita, it was a beer-rita.
Ooh.
I had a Dos Equis in there, which I'm not, I mean, I would have
done
like,
it. Went out for lunch?
Yeah, and we were, like, on the way back, and he's like, hey, let's go stop here, this is a really good Mexican place. And I was like, alright. And I was like, I'm getting a Cerveza Rita. And he was like, alright. I was like, yes!
Nice.
Just kind of testing the waters. I mean, even though that was pretty blunt.
I mean, it's like one drink with, you know, food, so it's fine. I feel like as long as you don't go over one.
And then I had to go work out in the sun. I'm getting brown, huh? Let's compare our skin.
You were okay, but I'm the whitest ginger.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like paper white.
I'm getting super brown, but I had to be out in that sun, and I had the tequila with the beer, and I hated my life for about an hour and a half. I was like, why did I do this?
You have such pretty skin, though. Like, I wish I could tan and be that complexion.
Just takes time.
Like, women die for this tan. You know that?
Really?
They pay, like, money for a pretty tan like
this. I get mine for free. And the sun is free.
It's just funny because it's uneven.
Now you're going to pick me apart.
No, it's just, I mean, that's the only thing. And then, I'm glad you've been wearing shorts, because your legs are starting to, like, catch up.
Yeah, a little bit. Except for these thunder thighs. They're super white. I could blind somebody with these. But, okay, I have to ask you. Right. What's the most annoying thing I've done for you, to you, this whole pregnancy?
Mm.
Not to put
like
you on
it
the
just,
spot.
No, you're fine. I think my only thing was it just... And it's not just a you thing. It's just, like, with this whole hyperemesis thing, not everybody gets just how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get it
But then I feel like you're stuck with me for the weekend, and I'm really, really sick all weekend, and then you have to hear me throw up every 5, 10, 15 minutes, and there's no break. I'm never not throwing up, and it's a full body puke. Like, I heave and you hear it, and then you realize, like, that kind of sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. Well, see, that's
but
what...
But then there's, like, the pain that it's associated with. You know, after you have the stomach flu or whatever, and you throw up a few times, like, your body's sore. But I'm doing this, like, a minimum of 3 times a day.
You can't
every
keep water
day.
Down.
Yeah.
Well, it really hit me that one day whenever we're sitting here watching a movie on the couch and you got up 3 times within like 15 minutes to go throw up. And I heard you every single time. And I was just like, because like you said, at first it was like, oh, it's just morning sickness. We kind of just blew it off. And then when you started getting up that day and I heard you in there just barfing, like nothing, you had nothing in your system to barf, I was like, damn. Now I kind of get it. Like, she does this every day while I'm gone. And, okay. Yeah.
And it's crippling because you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, getting up to take the 10 steps to the bathroom can be the most debilitating part of my day.
You're, like, dizzy and shit.
I'm dizzy. I'm, like, now, not only do I have to pee, but I also think I'm going to puke. So it's, like, where am I going to aim what in this moment? Like, I'm so serious. Like, that's part of it.
I hate to laugh at your pain, but that is a pretty funny way to put it. Okay.
It's rough.
Well, let's go to the lighter side, because you didn't absolutely blast me during that question, which I'm very happy for. What's been your worst craving?
Worst craving.
Like something you just had to have.
Tacos, man. I feel like I'm always craving the street tacos. I always want to go to that Mexican restaurant, La Nina. I always
not to be confused with La Nina.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, if you're listening.
It was just so funny that he wanted to correct me, and I was like, that was my first language, bro. Like, yeah. I know what it means. Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah. I was like, no.
And that shocks a lot of people.
It does, because I'm the whitest kid on the block.
You are the whitest kid, but you're like, no, actually, I spoke Spanish before I ever spoke English.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't know that.
Shout out to my dad.
When we worked together, I would walk by you, and you'd be talking to somebody in Spanish, and I would walk by, and I'd be like, wait, she's not fucking speaking Spanish. And then I'd walk by again, and you're, like, still speaking Spanish. So I'm like, holy shit, she's fucking speaking Spanish. Like, no problem. They're, like, getting it, too. They're, like, the look on their face is like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, a whole conversation.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, she's doing it. And I pick up on little words. The way I learn is the kids' books. I'm like, shoes, zapatos.
You gotta get that Duolingo app.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I've been seeing that on Twitter.
And I actually have that app. I just never use it because I'm lazy.
Oh, well, apparently it's good and it works. So
when I was working with Alex, he was using it, and he picked up, like, within a week's time, he was, like, already saying phrases. I'm like, I gotta do this.
I have a flash drive in my stuff somewhere. I'm not done moving everything. Uh-huh. But I have a flash drive from my dad that's got, like, a ton of French lessons because I always wanted to learn French.
Yeah, I want to learn French,
like,
too.
I have the lessons, but...
You poor thing. I'm just looking over here at these. You're trying to down these so bad, and
they're so bad.
Bolt House Farms Daily Greens. How do you say this? I never get this right.
I think it's acai.
Acai? Acai? Yeah,
it's like a berry.
Well, we have a Daily Greens, and it's like, it's all this good shit in it, but you, the first time you took a drink of this...
It's so bad. I've been so sick, and I want to be able to,
apples, cucumbers, celery, kiwi, banana, spinach, and kale. Wait, kale, spinach, and romaine, and a squeeze of lemon. You've got this one almost all the way down, and I know you're struggling with these. I think I'd just rather eat all these ingredients separately, wouldn't you?
I know, but it's like... Like, buying all those vegetables is expensive, and then it goes bad, and I'm like, I can get a drink. Plus, too, I don't want to, like, spend all the money on the vegetables and then throw it up, so I'm like, here, I'll try, like, a drink or something.
What the hell is Yumberry?
I have no idea.
I've never even heard of Yumberry.
Four of those sounded made up when I read it.
Special juice. Okay, apple, acai. I'm just going to say acai. Acai, whatever. Black currant. I have no idea. Is that blackberry? Raspberry. Bilberry, that's the one of the fake ones. Blueberry, yumberry, pomegranate, mangosteen, and goji berry. I don't know mangosteen, I don't know yumberry.
I've heard of mangosteen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel mangosteen. Like I've heard of that one.
Yeah, you poor thing. You're just you're trying to get all the vitamins in, and these...
I'm trying.
These taste like... I'm actually going to try one of these on the podcast.
That one is... That's the fruit one, the acai one, and that one's actually not bad, but the green one is horrible.
What does that remind me of? Reminds me of something.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, it's not that good.
It's not good.
The Daily but Greens, I'm I can trying. Imagine.
Oh my
god. Oh my god.
I know.
It smells like
so
salsa.
Bad.
It smells like salsa.
A little bit, yeah.
Ew. Oh my god.
It's so bad. I'm so sorry. They make one that's the green machine, and it's the green fruit with, like, bananas, and it's really good.
Fuck this one. That's disgusting.
They are so bad. But I'm trying to get good stuff.
Unrecommend Bolthouse Farms Daily Greens. That smells like salsa in a container, and it's disgusting. It's so fucking gross.
Okay, I'm trying. It's
but been a rough. You can have red wine, but you don't like red wine.
I don't like red wine.
We tried white wine the other night. And,
oh, God.
And it was, so you couldn't bad. Even do that.
I couldn't do it.
But I
took
get
one
it.
Little sip and I put it down. I was like, nope, that was not it. That
I totally get it because it's like you want something to kind of like take the edge off, as people say, and then you can't even have it, you know, because you like drink the white wine. You're like, this
it's
tastes terrible.
Not even like to take the edge off because, you know me, I don't like to drink to begin with.
Right.
But I have had the
I think the double wide in Dallas might say something a little different about
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, but. We did have a lot of fun. But, I mean, that's what you like to do, so of course I was going to do
you're
it.
Gonna go
and
along.
I can hold my own. Like, I can drink.
Yeah,
it's
you
not my
can.
Favorite, but I can drink.
You really can. You kept up with me.
Yes, I did.
I probably outweigh you by at least, I don't know, 80 pounds? Maybe
fair.
100?
Fair.
Yeah.
I'll let you add on as many as you want.
120? Am I earning brownie points right now?
I've been craving beer, like, really bad. And I love Miller Lite. So,
yeah.
Shout out
to Miller Lite. Every time I crack open a fresh Miller Lite, you're like, let me have a sip. I'm like, all right, I'm
yes.
down with that. It's not going to, you know.
I'm going to get judged so hard.
I'm going to get judged for, like, being like, here you go, here's it. And then she's not fucking taking shots and downing beers.
No, it's cold,
it's
and
sip.
I'm just like, hey, give me
it's
first
like a
sip.
Soda.
Yeah, we're always like, hey, give me first sip.
It does taste like a soda. Like, on a hot day today.
So good.
I am, like, totally teasing you with it right now. But, like, on a hot day like today, you come home, you have that ice-cold beer, you crack it open, it it goes down like soda. Like you're drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Mixed with Coke, possibly. I don't know. Okay. So, I have, how many stories do I have? Okay, I already talked about the 2 men arrested for fucking shooting each other. Fucking idiots. You can chime in any time on these.
Okay.
The thing that's bothering me, we've been watching a shit ton of movies lately.
Yes.
And we watched that action movie last night, I don't remember the name.
We are watching The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah, The Hitman's Bodyguard.
We're in the middle of that.
Okay, when are we gonna get past when they shoot the gas tank of the car, or even in that movie, they shot the trunk of the car and the car exploded. Like, hasn't that already been disproven that that's not true? Like, Mythbusters did that and shot, like, a gas tank and it didn't explode, and they, like, disproved the myth. But it's, like, still in movies. This movie was made in, like, 2016, I think. And we're, like, still doing that. Like, it's a real thing.
Hitman's Bodyguard was made, like, recently.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So, like, it's 2017
really
or 18? I'm just wondering. I know that's such a stupid thing to say and, like, such a stupid pet peeve,
I mean,
but
it's like an action comedy. It's got Samuel L. Jackson and it's got Ryan Reynolds, so, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Fast and the Furious defied every logical thing, like, known to man, but
oh, as far as, like, the stunts
franchise.
And stuff?
Yeah.
The stunts and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get. I guess I get that
Hollywood.
fantasy part of it, too.
Bohemian Rhapsody was a victim of Hollywood.
Oh, my Lord. We gotta talk about this movie.
We do. It's
because you and I just... Okay, so the part...
I was really glad, though, when, like, Brandon agreed with us that it was, like, nah, it was bad. I was like, okay, I don't feel so bad now.
Right, but see, I'm torn because, I mean, I would probably... I didn't even finish it, A, the first time, and I would never buy it or rent it again because it was that bad. But the only thing I can't say was the music was done really well. The guy in the movie could really sing. And they did all the music really well. I was very happy with that. But the storyline, the cheesiness, the Mike Myers, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, that whole fucking scene, it just killed it for me. And then I finally looked over at you and I was like, do you like this? And you were like, no.
Yeah.
And like neither of us would say it just in case the other one wasn't.
Yeah, I paused it and I was like, I cannot do this anymore.
Well,
it was just,
I knew it was bad whenever I'm looking at my clock and it's like I need to go to bed so I can wake up the next day. And I'm like, is this worth being tired for? I'm like, that's how you know. And I was super excited. Remember when I got it? I was like, yeah, let's watch this.
I know, we both were. You came home with it, and I was like,
so
awesome, this
is going
to be so good.
Well, anyways, that's a minor little gripe. I don't know. That's not a real thing that happens, but I guess it's Hollywood.
We've been running a lot of movies lately, though.
A lot of movies.
Which is good, because I feel like I was really behind. Like, we watched Jumanji the other day. That was funny.
Jumanji was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen all of my movies, like, 100 times a piece, and it's just old. And now, on Redbox, I keep going to Redbox, and I get my free video game almost every time, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm trying all the new video games and stuff. But, Okay, well, that's a minor gripe, whatever. This is a funny story I saw today. So the Texas Rangers, when they were playing the Angels yesterday, so one of our guys hits a home run. He's running around the bases. Yay, everybody's cheering, whatever. He touches home plate, and, you know, there's like an on-deck circle, right, where a guy's warming up and swinging the bat. He has the weights on the bat to kind of help him when he takes them off to feel lighter whenever he's swinging. He's over there standing in the on-deck circle. Our guy hits a home run, and when they do that, we all high-five each other, and the guy goes into the dugout. Everybody's like, good job, whatever. These guys, it was Joey Gallo and Nomar Mazara, they did a high-five, and they gave each other a hug, and then they grabbed each other's cocks.
What?
It's on video, and it was the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. But it was also the most hilarious thing. Like, he grabbed, like a handful. Like,
you don't even let me do that.
Of mine? You can right now. Do it on the podcast. It'd be a first. But yeah, it was really bizarre. I didn't know. But it's like going around the internet today, like, did you see this? Like, these two.
That's wild.
And you know me. I'm not one to judge. If you want to grab cocks, do it all you want. I don't care. If they're butt-fucking each other in the shower, fine. So be it. I really don't care. But it was just such a bizarre thing to see. Like on the field,
yeah.
As they're playing, and they're just both, like, he grabs his, and he grabs, I mean, you get the fucking picture.
Yeah.
It was very odd. But the funny thing to think about is, like, who's going to top that? What team is going to top that this season? I don't think anybody is going, unless two.
Who wants to top that?
Unless two players fucking make out after hitting
a home run.
I just thought that was the funniest fucking thing, and, like I said, I don't judge anybody. If you're gay, if you're straight, if you're bisexual, if you're, what's the other one, transgender, I don't judge anybody. You do you. It was just an odd thing to see in sports, I think. But, I don't know, that's just me.
That's, I have never heard of anything like that before.
It's never happened before. It's never happened before. That's why it's such a big deal.
I'm a little shook. That's crazy.
Are you running out of steam? Do you need a...
No, I'm good.
A potty break, or...
I kind of do.
Okay.
I need a potty break because I'm pregnant.
I need to hit this vape, too, because this liquor's hitting me real quick right now.
God.
All right. And we're back.
All right. So, I'm active on Twitter.
You're active on Twitter.
I use Twitter a lot.
You taught me how to use Twitter a lot.
Because Twitter is just...
Twitter is really fucking funny.
It's super.
I didn't get it at first. I was all Instagram, and then I was like, once you taught me how to use Twitter, like, legit, I was like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's funny as fuck.
Yes. So, have you seen this video that's going around of this girl? She's throwing this axe, but when she throws it, it bounces.
It almost
off
hits her in
the
face.
Guard, and it comes back and almost hits her.
She
in the
throws
face.
It low, it bounces off the floor, then off
like,
the.
There's, like, a rubber guard there. That's why it bounced back at her.
Oh, I see it. So it hit off the rubber guard, and then it bounced off the wall, and it came right back at her face. But look how she got up. She got up pretty smooth, though. She flipped her hair and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think she meant to do that?
I don't think she meant to do that.
Like, she knew
that.
I
think she just ducked and just had pretty hair.
She's got some pretty massive arms on her. I think this probably isn't her first time doing this.
Maybe. I don't know.
She
but
just released it weird.
That's crazy. I would never...
If that came back and hacked you in the face, oh my god, that's
right?
Scary as
scary.
Fuck. That could have killed her.
But, hey, I do think we should go on an axe throwing date.
I would totally do that.
That's a date.
Heck yeah. I'm down with that. Okay, so, I had to settle a relationship. You pull it up on Facebook. Because that's just us voting on it. That's just you and me. That's why it's 50-50.
Okay.
Nobody responded on Twitter, but we did a Facebook poll. And I have to read the question once you pull it up. But it's basically, has to do with, it's such a stupid thing.
Chris is a cookie monster is what happens.
I'm a cookie monster,
so
to the max.
So we will have any kind of cookies, and Chris eats them in like 2 days.
No,
so
no, I mean,
my sick little self can't hardly ever get a cookie down. And
you're nibbling one cookie
and then like
2 weeks
ago I decided to get Oreos.
Yeah, this is what started. Yeah,
7-Eleven.
This is what started the whole thing.
Two
was the Oreos.
Individual packs, not a big package to share, but two individual packages for me, myself, and I.
And they
come
have
with been on the microwave.
Can I tell you the count of cookies it
it's
comes?
Like 9, right?
6, 2, 4, 6 in each pack, so 12 altogether.
Okay.
I trust me. I know I ate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
So, yeah, my Oreos, all we had just bought chocolate chip chewy cookies, mm-hmm. chocolate chip chunky cookies. You ate both of those, and then you ate my Oreos.
Clearly, I'm off my diet, and today's my first day back on my diet, but so there will be no more Cookie Monster, hopefully for a little while. So here's the question.
We don't have any cookies for you to monster.
Yeah, I ate them all. You're so upset right now with me.
Because we can't keep cookies in the house.
And what did I buy you the next? What did I buy you the next day at the store? I bought you 3 cups of those mini Oreos.
That's
didn't
true.
I?
Yes,
to make up for the lost.
Because you realized you were in the wrong
no,
for eating my cookies.
The
poll says I win.
I still don't think I'm in the wrong. Okay, here's the question: if you buy a snack at the store for yourself, how long can it sit uneaten before it becomes a community snack? Hashtag deep questions. Hashtag relationship, hashtag man and woman, hashtag cookies, hashtag cake, hashtag candy, hashtag ice cream. Okay, so I still have 4 days left to catch you, but here's the voting right now. The two options that you could have picked is 1 month. You have 1 month
mm-hmm.
until it's like community
well,
snack.
Well, you only had two. You could only choose from two answers.
I could only choose
on
from
Facebook.
Two. But
we were going to put, like, 1 week, 1 month.
1 week, 1 month, and then the third option is don't touch it at all.
Yep.
So the 1 month option has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes. The don't touch it option has, and Brandon fucking, oh, Brandon, I got to talk to him about that tonight. The don't touch it option has 7 votes. So technically at this point, you are kicking my ass by two votes. I want to note a couple of the comments on here, though. Oh, there's 3 comments now. I haven't seen this other one. Oh, that's me. So one person who voted on it says, which is a logical point, I think, just in my defense, if you don't eat it in a week, it was an impulse buy and you shouldn't have bought it in the first place. And I said, you, sir, are a voice of reason. Somebody else commented, if it's not consumed after an hour, it's fair game. I asked my son how long, like I posed the question to him, and he said, 5 minutes. But that's how his mind works. He's a child, you know. His attention span's not all there, but so yes, technically at this point in this vote, but you know, I think it's about, like, it's not like the, you know, store is gonna run out of cookies. I bought you more cookies.
Yeah, because but then you didn't I wanted the cookies and they weren't there.
Well, how does that happen? How does that happen? Like, you don't,
because you weren't supposed to eat them. They
ever,
were there for me.
Ever.
Ever.
Never?
And then it's so funny, I called him out for eating the cookies, and his response was he was going to buy me some that weren't about to go expired. So then it became a chivalrous act that he stole my cookies, not just thievery.
Yeah, I turned it around, didn't I?
You're ridiculous.
Okay, so that's an extreme example. But what if it was the day before they were about to expire, you haven't eaten them the whole time, and you're not going to eat them that night? Am I allowed to eat them then?
No.
You're going to let them expire and go to waste?
Because I can still, it's like day old bread, you know? It's like a packaged cookie, so it's like, you know, within reason.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And I somewhat agree with you that they were bought for you. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a limit. No limit? They're just for you.
Because I'm also pregnant, so no logic, right?
Oh, if you weren't pregnant, it'd be different? You want to say
no, I picked them out for myself. They were my cookies.
So, okay. Well, okay, next
time.
Yeah, you're so triggered. You're so done with me. Hey, is this the most annoying thing I've done to you?
No.
This pregnancy? You know the most annoying thing I do to you overall, pregnant or not?
Is you stick your finger in my mouth
every time
I'm yawning.
Yeah, every time she yawns, I stick my finger in her mouth, and she loves it. Every single time. But okay, so I'm man enough to admit you are winning this poll.
Yes,
that I put out.
Yes.
None of my friends, ugh, I have the worst friends.
Because you're not supposed to eat other people's snacks.
Who bought the snacks?
But they were for me. You had already eaten 2 whole, like,
I did.
Community-sized packages of cookies. They weren't 2 individual packages. They were the big one, you know, for like a whole house.
For like a whole family?
Jar. It's
I
for
know.
A whole family.
I know.
And you ate it in like 2
I'm
days.
Terrible. I can't. I have no self-control. That's why I have to diet. I have no self-control. I can't control myself. If they're sitting there, I have to eat them. But if I restrict...
Then I can't keep sweets in the house, because then you break your diet and you eat them.
No, no, I don't break my diet.
Especially if there's, what are they, peanut M&Ms?
No, if I tell myself I'm doing this diet, I won't break the diet. Mm-hmm. But if I say I'm off the diet, it's fucking balls to the wall. I'm eating every fucking piece of candy I find. I mean, chocolate. I don't like the, like, gummy, fruity candies.
No, you're all about chocolate.
I'm all about the chocolate. But if I restrict myself on the diet, you know how strict I am. I go by the book. You put that chicken seasoning on that rice that one night, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you were so triggered, and I was like, well, okay, you gotta chill.
It was almost like you poisoned me, you know, without poisoning me. Because you, like, let me eat the rice, and then you're like, oh, hey, by the way, I put chicken seasoning. I was like, what the fuck? You're like, I didn't think it was gonna be a big deal. It was pretty funny, though, looking back.
Because it wasn't, like, chicken. It was just seasoning.
That comes from chicken.
You're not, like, you know, you're not an all-the-time vegan.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
A part-time vegan,
that's true.
So
because
can't
I was
give me any shit.
Yeah, that's true, because I was eating eggs.
I'm
to
also
get my...
the one, like, cooking dinner, so,
oh, God.
You know?
You can cook.
Thanks.
Man, you can cook so good. What did we have last night? Chicken Alfredo?
With broccoli. Oh. Broccoli chicken Alfredo.
It was so good.
It was
and
cheesy.
I told you this last night. It was so good because it was like, normally when you scoop up pasta, you get like two noodles on the fork and you have to twist them up and then you put the two little noodles in your mouth. This was so cheesy. I scooped up the whole fucking bowl on one fork and I was just like, and I just like bit off a whole fucking chunk of, what was the other thing you made the other day? Not the smoked sausage. That was good, though, as usual.
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's! Oh, my God!
I had such a pregnant craving for Sloppy Joe's that day. And it was so good, because we put cheese on them.
Mm-hmm.
We put cheddar cheese. We put tomatoes. I cut up tomato. And then we had pickles with it. So it was like, because, I mean, it's basically barbecue.
Kids and all, everybody in the house devoured
it.
Oh, my
God, the kids ate so many sandwiches.
It was insane.
I had, like, three myself. I felt so sick.
Yeah. It was delicious. You made something else before that was really, really good. No, I think I'm just thinking of the
stuffed shells.
Those were really good. Yeah, stuffed shells. But I think I'm just thinking of the chicken Alfredo because that was most recent, and that was freaking delicious. Mm-hmm. I wish I could eat it right now. Did you eat it all? Are there leftovers?
I definitely ate the last
one. Oh, well. Hey, I'm on my diet anyway, so it works out.
Yeah.
I just get beans and rice.
I was going to make spaghetti. Then I was like, I might as well wait till the spaghetti.
That's what it was the night I ate the rice with the chicken seasoning on it. Those vegetables you made with the oil on them, and then you cooked them in the oven, baked them in the oven.
Yeah.
That shit was legit. All right, anyways, people don't want to hear about our whole... I could go on it for... We should start a food podcast, because I could talk...
I say that all the time.
I could talk about food for hours while I'm stuffing my face with food. I think that should be the gimmick. It's like we're eating while we're talking about other food we'd like to eat.
That was, like, my one thing is, like, my adopted dad being Hispanic, because I grew up with that family dynamic that, like, cooking is a family thing, and everyone learns, and...
Yeah.
So cooking is super fun. And then my mom's mom, my maternal grandmother, she was awesome. We were super close, and... Mm-hmm. She taught me how to cook a lot of stuff. I make a mean chicken parm, too.
Oh, I can't wait to try that. Anyways, it's gone on for 38 minutes. Thanks for being on the podcast again.
Yeah, anytime.
We got to do this more. This is really fun.
Okay.
We got to get our arguments out on the podcast, because I still think I'm right on the Facebook poll, but I see your point, too. So.
How about you just buy me a cheesecake and we call it even?
Deal. Sounds good.
Sweet, let's go.
All right, everybody. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Hashtag Turned Up Tuesday.
Buy the pregnant woman in your life a cheesecake.
Hey, if you want to donate and help my pregnant lady out, you can always donate to this podcast at paypal.me/drinkandsellyoupodcast. I will buy her more Oreos with that money. And
cheesecake.
And if I don't, she'll call me out on it on the podcast.
I will.
So anyways, I'm going to finish this off, and that'll be it.
Oh, man. Open the throat.
That was a lot. I'm going to start grabbing cocks. Anyways. All right, guys. Have a good night. Bye.